Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict XVI today received letters of credence from the new ambassador to the Holy See from the Republic of Haiti, His Excellency Karl-Henri Guiteau. This is not the first time he has been called to lead Haiti's diplomatic mission to the Holy See. He served as ambassador from 2002 to 2004 as well. The Holy See's relations with Haiti have deep roots. As Pope Benedict remembered in remarks to the new ambassador, it shall soon be time to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Concordat between Haiti and the Holy See, making the Vatican's official diplomatic ties with the Republic the oldest it has with any country in America. The Holy Father's remarks to the ambassador also touched on the hardship Haitians have suffered as a result of recent natural disasters, and he renewed his call for international solidarity with the suffering people of the island nation. Pope Benedict went on to say Haiti's vulnerability to the weather is a sign of the need to take proper care of creation, saying environmental protection is a challenge for everyone, as are the defense and promotion of the common good. To stanch the reckless exploitation of resources and reduce the consequences of such exploitation, which often seriously affect the lives of the poorest people, said Pope Benedict, it is necessary to make political and economic decisions that are in accord with human dignity, nationally and internationally. Pope Benedict talked about the difficulties facing separated families, for many Haitians have left their home to seek better fortunes abroad. He said streamlined solutions to administrative problems should be sought in order to reunite families as quickly as possible. The Holy Father also noted the abundant signs of hope in Haiti, found particularly in the human and Christian values that exist in Haitian society, including respect for life, commitment to family, responsibility, and above all faith in God, who does not abandon those who confide in Him. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.